This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
Welcome, Conquer Divide.
Hello.
Hi.
How are y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Out on the road, doing your thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And had a day off and said, let's stop by and talk to these guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We're super pumped to have you guys.
Thank you. We're pumped to be here.
So for everyone that's just starting to listen to this, and now they're wondering, Conquer Divide, I know I've heard of them. Maybe I've heard a song. What's that 30-second or less elevator pitch that says, this is who we are, this is why you need to keep listening to this and check out more of us?
Yeah, I'd say Conquer Divide is, it's like heavier rock with some metal elements to it. A lot of the lyrics are about personal experiences. We think and hope that a lot of them are relatable. We've got a mix of aggressive vocals and more melodic vocals. Definitely a lot of guitar. Driving hard rock, I would say.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
From a female perspective.
Oh, there it is. Boom.
You had to get that in. I guess we should, we're talking here with Conquer Divide, and I haven't introduced everybody who is actually here in the band joining us today, so we'll go down the row.
Well, hello. I'm Kia, and I sing.
I'm Sam, and I'm the drummer.
I'm Izzy, and I play guitar.
And together we are...
Conquer Divide.
Love
that. You're
actually
good with that. That was awesome.
That was sick.
And can I just say how happy I am to be that you are outnumbered by females in this interview? Because normally I'm the only girl in pretty much all the interviews that we do. So this is great for me.
Our time has come.
I know.
Well, okay. Since we're going down that road right away, then I guess we'll just go down that road. You guys are on the chart. The Warning, Dorothy, Hailstorm, Plush. Is this a golden age? I mean, there's more female either led or complete bands on the chart than I think I've ever seen. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we've been seeing other female fronted or, like you said, full female bands. I feel like it feels like it's making a comeback almost. And I still wish there was more, you know. I wish it was more common and not like a phenomenon that's happening. Hopefully it stays this way for a long time and it's not just like a phase.
Right.
Yeah, and it could be a bit of a turning point, hopefully, like in the world of heavy music too, because people, I think, are less they're less familiar maybe with female vocals, maybe in rock music. And as they're exposed to more of it, hopefully it means that as an outcome, we're going to see maybe more people listening to female singers, mm-hmm. Supporting more women in music and in rock. And then hopefully seeing other women also take up instruments and form bands, because that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I think growing up, it was really important for me to have like female role models. And now that there's more of them, I feel like we're just going to take over now.
Yeah.
I hope you do.
Which leads me to the next question then. Who were the role models, male, female, whatever, mm-hmm. that you said, I want to rock like that?
For me, I'm sure everyone knows my first answer is going to always be Hayley Williams. I've been singing since I could talk, basically, but I didn't really understand the difference in like singing notes versus singing in a stylized way until I heard Paramore. And then... Also, I've always been a huge fan of Say Anything and Max Bemis specifically. So yeah, those are my two big ones.
For me, the first time that I saw another female drummer, it was Kitty. So it was Mercedes Lander, and really excited because we're actually playing a couple of gigs with them over the weekend. But yeah, it was the first time. I only had male drumming role models. And so when I heard Kitty and I was like 14 and I'm like, this is so cool. I want to be like her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember when Evanescence first came out and I was in school, all my friends, we were like freaking out. We were like, this is so cool. You know, this is great.
Yeah. And speaking of Kitty, I mean, they're making a huge comeback right now, too. Their new stuff is great.
Yeah.
One thing I want to point out about you guys, and maybe some people might not know yet, but like, Evanescence is great, Paramore's great, but they're basically more melodic. Amy Lee's voice is amazing. She sings the whole way through, but you guys, like, your melodies are great, but the breakdowns are so heavy. And that's what I think makes you this all-encompassing metal band. So, like, yeah, the breakdowns are great, and I can sing along with the chorus, but then I'm in the car when the breakdown hits, and I'm just going full ham.
Yeah.
And that's why I think you can speak to the girls who like to sing, but the guys who are just going to go all in the pit.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like you guys are going to be able to stick around for a lot longer than just, oh, these girls know how to sing songs.
Yeah, it's crazy because I don't know how to do harsh vocals, but that's like my favorite part of our shows is like the parts when I'm not even singing and it's just a breakdown and there's a huge pit and like it's my favorite part. I'm actually sore today because I went in the pit during our show last night.
It was so sick.
I mean, that's my favorite part about our music actually. And I wish that I could scream, but I can't. But so I get why people like it so much because it's sick.
Right. And so when you are performing and there are those screaming parts, who in the band is letting the vocal cords rip for those?
So right now while we're on tour, we have a fill-in with us. His name's Spencer. So he plays bass and he does the screams as well.
Okay. And yeah. So every night he's the one drinking the honey tea and trying to recover?
Yeah.
The honey tea might be mixed with whiskey, but it's
that's I literally had a honey tea with whiskey on stage with me last night. So
it turns out they make honey Jack.
That's usually what I have. I have on our rider. I usually have tea and honey Jack.
Yes.
And
breakfast
mix it
champions
together and yep, take it on stage with me.
So you mentioned you're going to be playing some shows with Kitty and talked about, you know, sticking around, but might not know that you've been around for a while, like 10 years. It's not a new thing. This has been a thing for a while. I mean, over the last 10 years, how have you seen yourselves evolve into what it is now?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, good. I got the first good question. Nice.
For myself personally, I feel like musically I've grown a lot. I kind of was talking about learning the difference between just singing the notes versus singing them in a stylistic way. And I feel like on stage I have a lot more fun with playing around with different notes and how the performance can sound. but as a group, I feel like our writing has changed a lot too. I feel like it's gotten a lot more mature. And we don't just talk about, you hurt my feelings and I'm mad. Now we talk about, you know, like a little bit more serious things. You know, on our album, we talk about domestic violence or social injustices or climate change, things like that. So I think as a group, we've evolved a lot into not just touching on surface level issues. Mm-hmm. All the time.
I think we're a lot more polished as well. We used to kind of like raw dog it a little bit back in the day, you know? So we're a lot more polished. I think that just comes with time and practice. But it's been a fun ride, you know?
I mean, it's steps going from, and I'm just going to say garage, not that you started in a garage, but, you know, starting in a garage or wherever you start to then going into a studio and working with a real producer. And all of a sudden you go, oh, this is how it's supposed to work. Yeah. It's big differences that I think a lot of bands don't get that opportunity, but also, quite frankly, a lot of bands don't take advantage of it properly because there's a lot of them that get that opportunity in the studio, still want to do things their way, and just miss out on the next wave.
And what I've definitely noticed more in the last couple of years, especially kind of 2020 on, is more bands are realizing that you don't need to live in the same city or the same state or the same country as each other. And you can still make music and use the technology that we have, use the internet to collaborate and do amazing things. And what's really cool is that this band has been like that since day one. It started as a band with members from multiple countries. And I know at some point, I think everyone was living closer to each other, but we're still technically an international band and still making it work, but it's just easier now, I think, with technology for bands to do something like this.
And we were totally like ahead of the curve when the pandemic hit because other bands were like, oh, how do we handle this, you know? And we're like, we've been doing this for years.
And you guys rolled up in a Michigan plated van, so that's kind of home base now?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, let's jump into, you know, you talked about all your old music and where it was, but now the new stuff as well. Paralyzed, which you're hearing on iRock 93.5 because it's a cool song and I like it and I'm glad to be playing it. And let's just talk about this one. Well, I guess first off, it's a new song.
Yes.
But, Becky?
It's a new song, right, guys? But not a new song. So everybody knows that I play new music on Brand New Bangers. Mm-hmm. And I played Paralyzed, I think last time I looked at my list, it was in October of 22. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not sure when it was actually released, but that's when it came on my radar. And I knew that you guys were great. I'm like, I wanted everybody to be able to hear it. So I played it and said, this is Conquer Divide. These girls are amazing. You got to start listening to
them.
Thank you. And so when I found out that the new version had been released, I'm like, Paralyzed isn't a new song. But then I listened to it. I'm like, but it is a new song because it's featuring Attack Attack. Mm-hmm. So tell us kind of how Paralyzed changed and how you guys got hooked up with Attack Attack and decided to have them be featured on the song.
Yeah, so we've actually toured with Attack Attack twice. And they're really, really nice guys. We've like all kind of known them for a while, and we really, really like Chris's voice.
Yeah.
So like, because we're friends, it was one of those things where it's like, hey, if we do a song together, it's going to benefit both of us.
Sure.
You know, with, especially like with things like Spotify, we'll do this song together and it will go on your Spotify and our Spotify. Let's help each other out. And you know, when you have friends in the music industry, like the best thing to do is to just help each other out. And that's kind of what we wanted to do. And it sounds great.
I love what you guys did with his voice
so much. It's so good.
Adventures of Crabcore, right? I heard that they were the Adventures of Crabcore. Follow-up question for that. So you guys said you toured with Attack Attack. You've toured with Electric Callboy. You've toured with, if you haven't started, you're going to be touring with 10 Years, right? Mm-hmm. But you've also toured with New Year's Day and The Warning and and girl groups. So, like, what is the difference when you're touring with a bunch of girls and you're touring with a bunch of guys? Because, I mean, when you came in, like, you're helping each other with your makeup. What does my makeup look like?
I can answer this one. The dudes are smellier. Okay.
No, that's just you, Ryan.
Oh, that's just me.
So, one thing that I've noticed when we tour with girl bands, like with The Warning, is that we kind of get a little bit more respect, I feel like, from venue staff. I feel like when we're with just like an all boy lineup, we experience a little bit of prejudice and like people might not think that we know what we're doing, you know. But when the headliner also has women in it, then I feel like people like respect us a little bit more, which is nice.
I've noticed that if we're on a bill with a bunch of guys, then people are more likely to not be expecting to see women in a band there. And so they assume that you're like the merch person or
somebody's girlfriend
with the band.
Or,
yeah. Whereas if we're playing on a bill with other women, like somebody might actually go to the, like if you've got a girl working your merch, they might actually say, hey, are you in the band? So it's like the total opposite. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. So females are making their way into the metal genre, but we still have some work to do. Is what it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and I'm going to guess 99% of the venues walk into, the sound guy, the light guy is a guy.
Yes, usually.
I mean, that's typically, you know, it's in many times it's the sound guy that couldn't figure out how to play guitar just right. And is like, well, all right, let me do this instead.
Interestingly, when we went to Europe, we were deliberately trying to have an all-female crew. And we found a sound girl. Mm-hmm. But she was just a little bit too expensive. So good for her.
Oh, yeah.
We can afford her. Yeah. So, but we wanted to, you know.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about that before. Like getting to a point where everyone in our crew is a woman. So yeah, I mean, I feel like that would be really sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not so much like, oh, we don't want to work with men, because we work with lots of men and we love them and we've had amazing experiences, but it's really cool to be able to be in a position to provide more opportunities for women in the industry when, you know, we don't get as many.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Plus, like you said, men are stinky. So
I get it. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, so pick me if you need somebody, because I got to get away from him.
100%.
We're still in a small van, you know, tight spaces.
There's a lot of people jumping out of that van when you guys pulled in.
It's like a clown car.
Oh, yeah. That's like, yeah. How do you guys fit into there? Jumping back to Paralyzed real quick. Behind the song, where did the lyrics, where did the song come from? Mm-hmm. What's all the backstory behind it?
So Kristen is our main lyric writer. She's not with us today, but she wrote Paralyzed based on her experience being an ICU nurse during the pandemic.
Oh,
and
wow.
Like her and her experiences with that and how it affected her mental health. So that's really what the song is like written about. But I think it can be a little bit more, I guess, like relatable and can be applied to like many different things, you know.
Yeah we were kind of talking yesterday about we were setting things up at the venue, and I was saying how like I feel like I have so much to do and I get so full of anxiety that I just literally become like frozen, like I cannot do anything. And Izzy was like, oh my god, it's like we have a song about that or something. And I'm like, you're right. And then like when we were playing it last night, it was like I was singing it and I was like, man, this really hits home today. Yeah. So yeah, I think like Izzy said, like it can be about a lot of things. You know, for me, I obviously didn't work in the ICU ever. So for me, it just feels very much like when your mental health literally just takes over and you can't think about anything else. And it's like, you know, you need to move, but you can't kind of thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the beauty of a well-written song, is that it's about one thing, but can relate on so many mm-hmm. different levels. Because mm-hmm. yeah, I would have never guessed that.
No.
Now I want to go back and listen to it in that perspective, even though I already had my own.
No,
mind.
It totally makes sense, but that's not how I interpreted it.
Yeah.
Everyone can love it still.
Yeah.
Anybody can interpret music however they want. I spoke about this yesterday. I went to see a band and a couple proposed on stage. And then the lead singer was like, I never thought that someone will get proposed to a song that I wrote about a breakup. And I was like, oh, no.
I'm sure it'll be fine for him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad omen at all.
I was like, you didn't have to say that. So you just let them believe
it. Let them have their moment.
It's a love song.
Well, we're talking about Paralyzed, and I see a guitar and a singer, and I feel like we should just kind of play it here. I was looking at you.
Me?
How'd you feel about playing one right here?
Yeah, we could do some Paralyzed for you.
Let's do it.
Nice.
The fault line's about to blow, and the devil is at my throat, paved with good intentions, don't you know? I'm staring down a dead end road. Please call the doctor, I just saw a piece of me die. I can't stop the bleed as dreams turn to nightmares right before my eyes. Awake or asleep, the gravity pulls me below, and darkness is all that I know. I'm breaking down, I need some room to breathe. Oh, 'cause the weight of this has got me down on my knees. How the hell did I wind up here? Somewhere between all I know and fear. Caught my reflection in the rearview mirror. My demons are closer than they appear. And I can't remember the last time that I got out. Trapped in a machine, the only way out is if I go straight through it now. I'm disintegrating, I'm breaking down, I need some room to breathe. Oh, 'cause the weight of this has got me down on my knees. I think I'm paralyzed, paralyzed. Oh, I think I'm paralyzed, paralyzed. I wanna scream, I need some room to breathe. You can't save me.
You can't save me. Why am I my own worst enemy? Haunted by my own worst memories. Why am I my own worst enemy? Just push it down, push it down, push it down, down. Push it down. My demons keep tearing me at the seams. Stuck in a tunnel, can't stay composed. Set me free, let me breathe. 'Cause I don't feel a thing, and I just need some room to breathe. 'Cause the weight of this has got me down on my knees. I think I'm paralyzed, paralyzed. Oh, I think I'm paralyzed, paralyzed. I wanna scream, I need some room to breathe. You can't save me. You can't save me. Can't save me.
Paralyzed. Fantastic.
You guys, that was amazing. Thank you. I had goosebumps.
So I like to ask this after taking a song that you do one way and then turning it acoustic. What's it like taking that song that is built to go and changing it into that? Do you like it? Does it make you a little uncomfortable? How do you go with that?
I quite like it. I think it's interesting because for me as a guitarist, when I play that song like as a full, you know, band, the usual version, the guitar is so much different. But when you strip everything back, it's just a four chord song. So it's kind of fun to play. we were practicing it. So it's quite funny. We were practicing it in the bunks last night and I was singing the chords.
Oh,
so the Walkie was like humming. So because it's just like taking it completely away from what we usually do. And just it's just the bare bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah, I like it. I have always really enjoyed doing acoustic stuff, but it's a little bit scary because on stage with a full band, I can kind of hide behind the effects a little bit. And then when it's an acoustic set, it's just my voice. And so I feel a little bit more critical of myself when I do those. But I do really enjoy it. And I really like trying to come up with melodies for where usually the harsh vocals are, trying to like change that. But yeah, I enjoy it.
So we're giggling because when we originally, the first time we did a Paralyzed Acoustic was around the time that we released our album Slow Burn. We did an acoustic show at a record store and we were trying to come up with melodies for the breakdown. And I have like a very embarrassing voice memo of me trying to sing Kia, like a melody, and I can't sing as good as her. And it's just, I've kept it because like my voice is cracking and stuff. But she ended up keeping it, so but just making it way better with her voice.
Well, got the job done then.
Yeah, it was a great idea, but it was pretty funny. And every now and then we listen to it again for a little chuckle.
Now, the more of these you do, whether it's at a radio station or just on your own somewhere, feels like you're going to have to invest in a cajon.
Yes.
Yeah, please. I know. I'm just sitting here soaking it all in and watching them, and I'm like, oh, they're so talented.
I loved watching how invested you were in it, though. Like, I love that you were campaigning for your bandmates.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
that you love what they did.
And you're
still, you can still be a fan of your own band. I love that.
I am.
And I'm also a fan of you. Oh, my God.
I'm also coincidental.
See, we don't get this when the guys come in. We only get this when girls come in.
No. Last time we had a band in was Shallow Side, and they were not as lovey-dovey to each other.
No.
You know who is?
That's how dudes are.
A male-fronted band who's really lovey-dovey is Electric Callboy.
Oh, my God.
They are so tired. They just love each other. They are absolute, like, brothers. Like, they're always hugging and, like, they're just very, like, I think, like, more, they show their affection more with each other than, like, I think a lot of, maybe, I don't know if it's a German thing or if it's just
I'm
a
right. sure
Cobo
either.
Thing. But. Yeah.
So can I segue now, please? Because, I mean, I can't have you guys here without talking about Fuckboy. I mean, like, that song is so great. I'm a huge mm-hmm. fan of Electric Cowboy anyway. And, like, how did that, I mean, how did you guys come about doing that? And, like, did they pitch it to you? And you're like, oh, my God, do we do this or don't we do this? Like,
yeah, so we had been following them for a while. And then I think one day Kristen realized, oh, they follow us back. They know who we are.
Nice.
And so I think she reached out to them and was like, hey, we should work on something together. And they were like, we have the perfect thing to work on. And so I really enjoyed getting to, like, write on that song because it's something, it's like a style that I don't ever really write. And it was really fun. It was amazing working with them. Like, going to Germany was my first time mm-hmm. leaving the country. So, like,
oh, wow.
It was so crazy.
And they flew us out.
Yeah.
Just for the music video and everything.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, mm-hmm. they seem like, I mean, obviously the music videos make it seem like it's a nonstop party, but they just seem like cool dudes.
They're all really cool. And they do know how to have fun and party, but they all work really, really hard as well. They have a good mm-hmm. balance, you know? It's not like...
That's what it takes.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was interesting, too, is because it's a style... Like, the song is different from our usual stuff and Electric Cowboy's usual stuff. I think a lot of people finding us for the first time through that song, they expected us to be, like, a pop punk band. So it's like, oh, Electric Cowboy, like, teamed up with this band. I guess they do maybe more, like, Avril Lavigne-style stuff. And so we had a lot of comments on stuff like Atonement after that where people are like, I came here after, like, hearing your collab with Electric Cowboy, and I was not expecting screams. I was not expecting, like, this heavy stuff. Yeah, so that was kind of a cool surprise.
Mm-hmm. It's always nice to surprise people, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. definitely.
So when you're on your on tour, and you're at the live show, what is that when you look out in the crowd, song, moment, whatever you do, that you're like, I'm going to surprise them with this one right here?
Oh.
And the because I know you can only see, you know, first two rows with the lights blaring into your faces, mm-hmm. but there's got to be a moment where something happens and someone's like, oh, snap, I wasn't expecting that.
I think it's like our first song. We always start with Atonement, and I think it's I just think it's really hard hitting, and you can like mm-hmm. just see the instant reaction.
Yeah, because it starts out super harsh, mm-hmm. and it's especially if it's a band that's never, someone who's never heard of us before, mm-hmm. They usually are not expecting that, especially if they see this is an all-girl band or whatever.
And you're wearing a Spice Girls t-shirt. I mean, yeah. Which I love.
I do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're not usually expecting it, so it's always like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Keep them on their toes.
And I got to say, I love the Instagram reel where you're like, I'm Kia. I sing for Conquer Divide. This is me before the show. And then this is me after the show. I'm like, oh my God, girl, that's me. And then Sam does it. Mm-hmm. And then Izzy does it. I'm like, oh my God, I look like absolute dog shit after everything. And I'm not even on stage. This is just me after we've greeted everybody. And then I try to run to the pit and do stuff. I'm like, every night I look like that.
Sweaty.
But I love that you guys are just so genuine. And like, this is, we get all dolled up and we put our makeup on and do stuff before the show.
And then we get sweaty as fuck.
But then, then we get on stage and we just tear it up and Sam's, mm-hmm. hands bloody and like
no! It was so good.
No one can see this, but I just knocked over my water and there's a lot of technical equipment here.
There's a flame.
We're on the side.
Do we need a rag? Okay.
We'll grab some paper towel somewhere around here.
It looks like it's pretty well sealed.
I'm sorry. Want me to slurp it up?
Yes.
All good. We're all good.
Anyways,
crisis
cut
averted.
Scene, and we're back to here. So obviously, you know, right now you're focused on Paralyzed this tour. I like to ask before I let you go, what's next? What's in? There's always something cooking, right? I know there is. All of you are looking like, we're working on stuff.
Yeah. So actually, we'll have another song coming out very soon. It is two very soon. Mm-hmm. One is a song that we did with another band, and then the other one is a song that another band did with us. So I can't really say much else, but
totally understand. We
are still actually in our group chat kind of going back and forth between what the name of the song is going to be. So I can't even tell you what it's called because we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. I think it is official now. We've got the graphics made. I hope that's what it's called.
I mean, once you make the graphic, it's pretty much sealed. Mm-hmm. That's how I got the name for my kid. I decided between two different things, and wife bought like this wooden thing with her name, and I'm like, well, guess that's it now.
Yeah.
She's like, it was only $20. I'm like, that's her name now. What's happening?
Can I say the name? Should I say it? Maybe not.
Say it.
Say it because I don't know.
Tell all of us.
Apparently, I'm the only one checking the group chat today.
Wow.
Maybe because I probably did. I had less to
I was
do.
Crying yesterday, so I didn't check.
We'll edit it if it's wrong.
Yeah. It's called Bad Dreams.
Ooh. Okay.
If we hear different, we'll chop this out and no one will ever know.
Right.
Just bleep it.
Sure.
Bleep, yeah.
It's called
If that's the only thing we have to bleep out of this, then we've done good.
You've done a great job.
And I'm actually really excited for this song to come out because it was supposed to be on Slow Burn, but it just didn't end up being on it. We knew that we were going to release it eventually, but it was actually my favorite song from the album.
Yeah,
so it's finally going to be coming to light.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then keep an eye out for the other collab we did with another band.
Ooh. So many secrets.
Do we know these bands?
You do.
You've already said it.
Oh,
so the other one, I flew to LA to record my parts on this other band's song. And then I also flew to New York to film in their music video.
Nice.
So it'll be a music video with the song out. And I think it will come out a little bit before our song will come out. So,
mm-hmm. Awesome. See? Always working for the next thing. I love it.
Right?
Meanwhile, Paralyzed keeps going up the charts because it's a great song. Yes. And I'm glad that we're playing it. And I'm glad we got to hear it here.
Yeah,
and it's awesome.
To play it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Give it up again. Conquer Divide.
Thank you so much, guys. We love you.
Thank you guys for having us.